We are up to Simen Kuf Lamed Beis now. We'll be doing Sif Aleph. And the Mechaber says, Metarge Minon Kedushas Uvol Etzion. The Kedusha in Uvol Etzion, we not only say it, but we also say the Targum with it. V'tzorech Lizor Bo Ma'od La'omro B'chavona. You have to be careful to say it B'chavona. The Mishdabur brings the Gemara that says that from the day of Churban Beis HaMikdash, what is it that the world stands on the Kedusha de Sidra, on the Kedusha of Uvol Etzion. Hagah, ul'inyinim ha-yochid omra dina kedin Kedusha shebiyotzer. With regard to whether or not a yochid can say it, it has the same halacha as the Kedusha of Yotzer, meaning the Kedusha in Birkas Kriyashma. Now, Lamaisa, there we are knowing that even a yochid says it. Nevertheless, if you hear it from a tzibur, then you should really make sure that to say it together with them. So let's say a person is davening and he's behind the tzibur. He's in the middle of Ashrei and they're already answering, they're already saying the Kedusha de Sidra. He should make sure to answer the psukim of Kedusha de Sidra together with the tzibur, including the targum, and then when he goes back later, he can skip those psukim. So that say he's in the middle of Ashrei, he should say the Kedusha de Sidra together with the Tzibur, go back to where he's holding an Ashrei, and then continue davening, and then he starts the beginning of Uvol Etzion, skips the Kedusha, and goes further. Now the Ramah says, Ubikedusha shebetargum yochad omra velo shnayim. The Kedusha of Targum is supposed to be said as privately, and two people shouldn't say it together. Vein lo omra b'kol rom. And it should not be said out loud. So the Mishnah Berura says that it should not be said out loud. That's only in public. But if someone is on his own, there's no one else around, there's no reason why it has to be said balachash. It is actually allowed to be said b'kol rom. This is not one of those things that has to be said quietly. It could even be said out loud so long as there's no one else around listening.